The fun of the job was no day was the same, absolutely. But a typical day. First thing I do, I'd look out of my bedroom window to see how the wind was blowing, what direction and what force. Armed with this basic bit of knowledge, no doubt the forecast from the nice lady on Southern Television the night before, you do ascertain the sort of works which the men can undertake in sensible conditions. So we establish the work programmes. Then check out with the shipping agents, movement of commercial ships due on sailing, arrange the pilotage if it was required. Not all ships require pilots these days. Some ships, the masters and the chief officers can take what is called a pilotage exemption certificate. But why Cowes, the masters liked to come to Cowes, because we're a small port and it gave them a understanding of the control of movement of shipping in the interest of the safety of their passage in and out of the harbour. That is one of the factors. By tradition, and indeed by law now, when you board a ship as a pilot, you have to have a pilotage plan and show to the master and his navigating officer what sort of ship it is, and if they approve, by tradition, the pilot gets on with it. With the master breathing heavily on one side and his navigating officer breathing heavily on the other side. Good. The master knows his ship better than anybody, but you bring the ship in and you handle the ship because you know the local circumstances. You know the movement of the tide, you know the strength of the tide, you know the depth of water under the keel, all those sort of things. Now, the poor master can't be expected to know all the hundreds of ports that he goes to. He's got a jolly good idea because he studies the charts, of course he does. Oh, the other thing I had to do as harbourmaster, I had to examine skippers of small little passenger ferry boats and all the rest of it for their pilot's exemption certificates. Things like that. So, back into the office. Oh dear. The European Union had a habit of sending many directives to the port industry. I used to be able to handle two or three, but I don't tell you how many came our way. However, we did the best we can. In other words, there was a lot of administration work. And we were very lucky. I had a couple of secretaries. I had a deputy harbour master. I gave him the difficult task, because it's almost like a job in itself, all the legislation appertaining to the carriage of dangerous goods, and things of that nature, health and safety things at work with your workshops and your men, because we had quite a few employees doing the harbour maintenance work. Back to this poor old harbour master, he would be no doubt working out major maintenance jobs or improvements to the harbour, which meant discussing contractual agreements with companies, etc. Things of that nature. Yeah, it didn't ease up. Also, it's a sort of job. When I retired, my wife insisted the telephone was taken away from the bedroom because the telephone would go any time. And if it went after, say, I mean, you would never phone your friends or anyone after, say, 9 o'clock in the evening. Well, 8:30. But if the telephone went after 9 o'clock, I knew it was either the police, shipping agents, customs, even a ship in the English Channel adjusting his estimated time of arrival, either at the Needles or down by the Newgrounds buoy, and requiring pilots and all this. So in other words, you were 24 hours on the clock. Fine. I loved it. It was just part of it. And that sort of thing. So, yes, it's quite busy.